All right, so welcome to the Funnels Workshop. My name is Christina, and I'm going to show you how to set up a funnel in Simplero. And one of the best ways to describe, why you would need that is that, you know, if you're setting up an opt-in page and a sales page and you're connecting them and you're wanting to, you know, have them move through a sequence from becoming a lead to actually becoming a buyer, sometimes it's nice to see that process step by step visually. And so that's what the funnel builder does. So to start, you would go to marketing funnels over here, and you can see that it's still in beta mode. So if you notice any features that could be improved, if you notice anything inside there that you think is a bug, feel free to reach out to our support team because we're always trying to make sure we optimize this. It's still in beta mode. So up here, if you click on create new funnel, this will let you give your funnel a name. So I'm just going to call this test funnel for workshop. So now let's say I'm just going to kind of go through the different components of the funnel first, and then we'll talk about some use cases for why it would be awesome to use this and how you can use this best. So in the funnel, you've got different steps, right? So this this icon indicates the beginning of the funnel. And then this flag icon indicates the end of the funnel, right? So you would click add step right here to add the first step of the funnel. And you can see all these different options for what the funnel step could be. So it could be a page, which means if you choose to add a page, it could be a sales page, an opt-in page, or a thank you page. You can start from scratch, or you can choose from our templates, right? If you choose an order form, this step is the order form, right? So it's the form that they're going to be buying, and you get to choose the product that they're going to be purchasing, right? So that is what that step is, pretty straightforward. A scheduling link means that this step in the funnel would be that they are going to your calendar to schedule with you, and it's a Simplero scheduling link, right? So you would choose which one right here, and those are added via content scheduling links right here, also in beta mode. So that's another step that you can do. And you can also do a survey. So you could say the next step is that they are redirected to a survey page and you choose which survey it is. Again, surveys are done via contacts surveys right here. So you would have to create the survey first, then you can add it to the funnel as a step. And then this is two different options here. So split test means that you've got two different ways that they could go. It'll be two different branches that your multiple branches. It doesn't have to be two. It could be multiple different branches that they could go, different options. And because it's a split test, you get to decide how many people will go to one branch and how many of them will go to the other. And it's so that you can test two different things at the same time, right? To see which one performs better. So to kind of see that in action, let's say I add something to this branch and I'm doing a split test, right? So we've got one side, they go here, you can add the weight to say how much weight is done on which side, right? And then, down here, if you're gonna add another branch down here, you could choose, okay, for this branch, I want them to go to this page and it's a different page or something like that. Maybe you're split testing a page and you want to test it in the funnel and see that if they go to this funnel step first or this funnel step here, which one performs better, right? And you get to decide the weight for that one as well. And we'll send people randomly from, to either that one or this one, right? So that's what the split test is all about. And then the last one is a conditional step. So I'm going to go ahead and delete that one. I have to delete the branches. So you're seeing this in real time. If you want to delete a split test step, you have to delete each branch first. And then you can delete the split test right there like this. So that's actually good for you guys to know. And then down here, you click add a step again, and then you'll see there's a conditional step. I'm going to need to zoom out because it is stuck behind my loom. But here, conditional split. So this is the same thing as a split test. It's going to give you the option to add multiple branches. The difference is that we're not randomly sending them to one side or the other. We're sending each of them to a different branch based on a certain condition, right? So let's say the first step was that they visited a page. Okay. And then the next step is that they went to an order form because the page had the link, had a button that goes to the order form, right? So the next step is the order form. Let's say you want to send them to a page after they purchase the product. Then you could do a conditional split step as the next step, add a branch, that says, okay, I'm going to take them to this page if they purchased that product, right? Because the previous step was an order form. And, but you're going to set a condition here that says, okay, so, you know, purchased product, you can name it whatever you want. And then you'd say, purchased funnel product, or, you know, and you choose the product here, right? Which would be the order, because you added the order form step, it would show up in the bottom. You can also go down here and just say purchase product and choose the product here, save changes, right? So if they purchase the product, they're going to go here. If they didn't purchase the product, they're going to go here. So you'd add a branch here. You would choose what page you want to take them to if they didn't purchase the product. Okay. And then you're going to go ahead and choose the condition for this one, which let's say did not purchase. And then you would choose that here. So not purchase funnel product, or you can come down here and just say not purchase product and choose the product, save changes. So if they purchase the product, they're going to go here. If they didn't, they're going to go here. So that's just an example of how the conditional split step works. Okay. It's useful because, for example, after they purchase a product, let's say the previous step here was the order form. I'm going to go ahead and add an order form step as an example. But let's say this previous step is the order form, right? And so now whether they purchase the product, they're going to go here. If they didn't, they're going to go here. So what you can do is you can say, let's say if you want them to go to an upsell, right? So you create that upsell product under sales, under sales products, create that upsell product. Great. You've created it. Now let's say this is the original product. The order form's here. They purchase, they're going to go to this step, right? This page here can be the upsell. So you can connect the upsell products separately outside of Simplero. We've got guides on how to do that. Sorry, outside of the funnel, definitely in Simplero. We've got guides on how to do that, how to create your upsell product and connect it to the product. This is just an example. Once it's connected to the product in the funnel, you can say, okay, if they purchase the original product, the next step needs to be that upsell. Okay. And what we do is if a product is in the funnel, you've added an order form for a product, we are going to follow the steps in the funnel, not the thank you pages on that product. So that's actually a huge and important thing to recognize. Okay. So let's say you want to add an upsell. If you, we've got this original order form here, they purchase the product. The next step is to send them to the upsell page, right? So that they can decide if they want this, if they want yes or no. So you can create that upsell page here, and that's if they purchase the product, they're going to go here. And then you can even add another step or another, another conditional split here that says, so you see, this is where it gets a little bit tricky, but you have to, you know the flow, right? So they purchase the original product, then they're going to go here. They're going to get this page that says yes or no to an upsell. If they say yes, they can go to the thank you page, right? So then you have to add a thank you page wherever you want the thank you page to be. So let's, because we don't follow the thank you page on the product, we follow the steps in the funnel. So whenever you want a thank you page, you have to add it as a step in the funnel. So here you're saying, okay, they purchased the original product and they purchased the upsell. So then you would do the same thing, set the condition to say purchase upsell. And then you could say purchase funnel product, or in this case, I would just say purchase product and find the upsell and save changes, right? I just chose the same product as the previous one, but this would pretend to be an upsell. And then this is the thank you page. If they didn't purchase the upsell, you can actually add a step to take them to a downsell. So you would configure the downsell on the actual product under sales products. And then in the funnel, you could say, okay, so this condition is if they purchase the upsell, they go to the thank you page. If they didn't purchase the upsell, they're going to go to a downsell page. So it's another sales page that has a yes or no for a downsell. You can even do that. You don't have to, but it's an option. I'm just showing you the full capability of the conditional split steps, right? And so let's say this is the downsell sales page here. So I'm going to go ahead and add that. You'll see here that the condition for this one would be that they didn't purchase the upsell, right? And you would say not purchase product and choose the upsell product, save changes. So this is just an example of how deep you can go with these conditional split steps. It's kind of awesome. And that's just for this part, right? That's just if they purchase the original product, right? Then you send them on this whole wild goose chase of, okay, they purchased the product and now they are going to go to this page for the upsell, if they did purchase it. And then if they purchase the upsell, they'll go to the thank you page. If they don't purchase the upsell, they'll go to the downsell page. And then that will actually take them to, and then after they finish with that, they can go to the thank you page for the downsell. I mean, there's just endless capabilities here. So, and then down here, you can say, okay, they didn't purchase this training. So now just take them to a thank you page, right? So there's so many options on how you can use these conditional splits. It's really cool. So I just wanted to kind of give you an overview, and something to keep in mind is that you're creating the products outside of Simplero. You're connecting the products in terms of like upsells and downsells. You're creating them and connecting them outside of Simplero. I keep saying that, but outside of the funnel, right? So you're creating these products outside of the funnel. And in sales product within Simplero, you're creating these products, connecting the upsells and downsells all together there. We have guides on how to do that. And then in the funnel, this is where you're going to put it into the flow and add the steps. So you have to create those products first and actually connect them outside of Simplero or outside of the funnel. But then in the funnel, you're going to be adding them as steps after that. Okay, so that's really important to note. And again, a good reminder is that if a product needs to have a thank you page after it, so let's say after the order form, you don't actually want them to do any of these conditional splits, right? So let's say you don't actually have a, you know, an upsell, you don't have any downsells. Let's just say you just want to go from order form to thank you page. The next step after the order form needs to be a thank you page. So you choose that here. You can pick any of them or start from scratch, but you would have to add the thank you page as a step in the funnel. That's very important because we will not use the thank you page on the product itself under the content tab, because every product comes with a thank you page that you can customize. We won't use that. If this product is in the funnel, we will use a thank you page as a step. So you have to create that. Okay. Other functions to know is how to delete the steps. So again, you can duplicate to the next step here as the next step. You can delete the step by clicking these dots. You can change the URL here. You can drag and drop, you know, different steps one after the next right here. So let's say I want to move that over, or I want to move this one. You would drag and hold on these little six dots. I want to move it here. So move it and make the plus sign light up blue. And that will put it in that spot. Sometimes it takes a little bit with the green bar, but that's where it goes, right? So you can see here, I'm just moving things around randomly now. But that is how you move some steps. And then you can edit each one of these steps here. Best practices that I've seen is actually adding numbers might help sometimes, adding numbers to each step like this. And some of my clients have done, you know, for branches like this with conditional steps, they've done like 2A, step 2A, and step 2B, right? So you can name them, and that can sometimes help with the ordering, and it keeps things coherent. But yeah, I would name each step something that you can easily understand. This is the next step in the funnel. And then up here, you can edit the title for the funnel. So that's also important. Best practices in terms of something to keep in mind as well is sometimes it can be confusing because the funnel is related to the pages, right? It's related to the pages, order form, scheduling link, survey, and then you have split tests to show that, right? And conditional split. We do not add automations in here, right? So you would just have to add the automations to each of these things externally, so outside of the funnel itself. So for example, if an automation is supposed to happen, let's say the first step in this funnel is an opt-in page, because they're going to join your opt-in page and they're going to get onto your list, right? So let's say that's the first step, go to the opt-in page, get on the list. Once it adds, I will continue. There we go. Okay. So let's say the first step is to get on the list. So you've added that step. Good to go. Now let's say the next step is going to need to be a thank you page, right? So you've got this thank you page here after they sign up to your list. So those are the two steps. Now, the automation that you can create, let's say you want to have an email sequence that goes out after they join your list. You would do that outside of the funnel on the list, right? So you would create that automation under marketing automations and then make the trigger to start the automation be when they join the list connected to the form on this page, right? So you've got a form on this page that adds them to a list. And when they join this list, then you can make the trigger on the automation that you created here, marketing automations, to start this automation. The trigger would be the list when they join the list on this signup form, right? And that's outside of the funnel. So hopefully that makes sense. You're doing that outside of it's. If you've already, and you don't even have to use automations, you could use the autoresponders on the list, right? So, but that's still done outside of the funnel. It's just done as you would normally do. So sometimes people get confused. Do I need to add something to the funnel for email sequences? You don't. You just do those separately and those will fire. But those aren't going to be considered steps in this funnel. Other use cases or examples that I've seen is, you know, for a webinar sequence, for example, let's say you start, your first step is the opt-in to register for the webinar, free webinar. You've got a thank you page telling you about the webinar. Then you've got an email sequence that fires off and tells them about, you know, reminds them about the webinar, et cetera, et cetera. Now, after they finish the webinar, the next step is going to be that they go to your sales page, right? Because you're probably going to pitch on a webinar, you would pitch that sale and you would give them the sales page. So the next step in the funnel, after they hit this thank you page, is they're going to attend your webinar and then they're going to go to the sales page. So the next step in the funnel would be a sales page, that sales page, right? Which you can create here. Let's say here you want to choose a sales page and then pick this one, for example. You can pick any of them or start from scratch. Let's say you create that sales page. I don't know why it's showing up as a thank you page, but here you can see. Okay, so they join the list on this opt-in page to register for the webinar. They go to a thank you page reminding them about the webinar. They get a series of emails reminding them about the webinar. They attend your webinar. And then the next step is they go to the sales page that you pitch to them. And maybe your email sequence also pitches this sales page to them, right? So they're going to go to this page. Now, the next step after they hit this sales page, if you choose to link the order form in a button on this page to go to the order form, the next step is, as you guessed it, going to be the order form. So you choose the order form for the product that's connected to this page. That's the next step, right? Now, assuming they purchase, then the next step would be a thank you page. So click here, click page, and choose thank you page, right? Or you can do the conditional split and have them go to an upsell page and a downsell page, et cetera, kind of like what I showed you here. So there's endless options. This is just an example, one example of what you could do as like a webinar sequence. Another example is, let's say they join your list here and they get onto your list and then you want to have them schedule a call with you. So let's say you put them on the list, they go to the thank you page, that's the next step, and the thank you page has the button to go to your scheduling link calendar. Then the next step here, instead of being a sales page, would be your scheduling link, right? So that's the next step. And when it loads, I will show you. So there we go. So you could see they join the list, they go to a thank you page with the link to book with you, takes them to the scheduling link, and that's the next step. And then after the scheduling link, you can have a thank you page. You know, so these are kind of just examples of what you can do. It's really cool. It's really extensive and you can play around with it, but it really helps so that, you know, previously it was a lot about just putting the components of your funnel together separately in Simplero and just knowing that they're all set up and somehow they're all connected. But here you can really see the full flow and make sure they're all put together properly and everything is connected here when you put it into a funnel. So it's really, really useful. At the top, other things to keep in mind, you know, you can look at stats. You can see stats for each page, you know, all of these different steps. And then, you know, views, opt-in sales, earnings, etc. You can see the number of opt-ins. You can see the number of purchases. And this will connect to whatever order forms or opt-in pages are on in the funnel themselves, right? So those are options there. Up here, you can copy the link to the actual funnel right here. So if I copy that link and I paste it in, you can see that it takes me to the first step. So that's the link that you can share. And then you can view it in a new tab. Again, that will take you to the first step. which is that opt-in page. Over here, these little dots, you can customize the theme for the funnel. Steal my funnel link, you can give that funnel to someone else so that they can put that funnel in their account. So if you've got clients that you want to share this funnel with, or they purchased it from you and you created it for them, you can give them this link and they'll put it into their Simplero account. You can duplicate the funnel or delete it here. And then lastly, we've got the settings tab here. So the funnel title, you can change the URL of the funnel to a custom domain under a site or default. And then you can add some custom tracking code. And this is more advanced, but you're welcome to add it here if you need to. Okay, that's a pretty high level overview. We've also got a guide that can walk you through this as well. If you have any questions about this, feel free to reach out to our support team. We're happy to help. And just a reminder, it is still in beta. So if you have ways that you want to help improve it, or just suggestions, or if you see any bugs, please feel free to put in a ticket and let us know. All right, go get funneling.